Is there any special road they, or any special term they use for a neighborhood road?
Well, there's not a neighborhood road through here now, but there used to be, you know. You can't put a gap across a public road, but you can a neighborhood road.
You can?
If you was going through my place and you wanted to go through there, I'd just tell you, well, just set the gap. Put up gaps on, you know.
What's a gap?
Well, it's like a gate across the road.
I see.
Yeah, like a gate. Just open my gate and go on through.
But you have to close it again.
Yeah, that is. You got cattle in there. Most people have
cattle.
And they
call this kind of a road that go across your property, they call it
out a neighborhood road.
Neighborhood road. Okay. The little road that would come from the public road up to a house.
Well, that'd be your driveway.
All right. When you go in town, you don't walk on the street, but you walk up on
the sidewalk.
In Jackson, I really haven't been in downtown Jackson, but I don't know, do they have any kind of a grass strip between the sidewalk and the street?
And they have in some places, but not all of it.
Alright. The dog kept following the man and barking, so he picked up a rock and...
He hit the dog.
Did you say he threw the rock, or would you say he chunked it?
He threw the rock and hit the dog.
Okay. If you go to a friend's house and you knock on the door and nobody comes, you say, well, I guess he...
Not at home today.
All right. And your friend, someone else might say, well, you better knock a little harder because I know he's the house. He's
mad about sleeping. He probably asleep.
if it were a woman, you might say, she just can't hear you because she's...
sewing or something.
She's the kitchen. Would you say she's?
My wife's sewing. She used to keep the sewing machine right in the kitchen with her.
Okay. You can. Did you ever eat any mush?
Oh, many a time. I know just how to make it.
You do? How do you make it?
You just take some meal and put some water in it, a little salt, stir it up together, and let it boil. That's all.
Does it get very thick?
It will if you don't keep pouring water to it.
When you serve it, what do you serve it with?
Well, you usually put butter on it or some kind of meat gravy. Fry some bacon, have a little gravy, a ham gravy.
Do you put anything sweet on it ever?
No, I don't. I'm not much of a sweet.
Talking about the way you might eat mush, and some people would put milk on it.
Well, I have done that now. I put in a glass of milk. Take a glass of milk and put some mush in it.
You say, I eat my mush with milk, or I eat it without?
Well, if I was going to eat it together, I'd say I eat my mush and milk together.
Okay, is there any kind of term you use for drinking coffee black?
Well, it is here. We drink our coffee black and pour it out in the saucer.
Do you ever hear it called drinking your coffee barefoot? Okay. If you look down the road and someone is coming in this direction, you say he's coming to...
This way.
How about toward?
Coming toward you.
Okay. If you haven't seen someone for a very long time, and you see them, you might come home and say to your wife, well, guess who I today?
Saw today.
Could you ever say, guess who I ran?
Ran into.
Okay.
Like I was telling her the other day, I seen an old man one day. He said, he went and come home and said, Mama, I seen Caroline today.